They say that the best offense is a good defense, but sometimes the best defense is a good offense. If you're in control of the game, then you don't have to worry about defense at all. If you're up by 40 points in a football game in the beginning of the third quarter, you own the game, and it's going to take a lot from the other team's offense to overwhelm your defense. And as long as your offense is rolling on all cylinders, you're going to be good, and you won't have much to worry about. And I think that when thinking about that, I kind of think about part of Moshe Rabbeinu's struggle in this parsha. Rashi points out that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I don't have anything left. The tank is empty. I've tried. The Jewish people sinned Chet HaEgel. I defended them. They sinned at the where they wanted meat. I defended them. They sinned at the Meraglim. I defended them. There's nothing left for me to say. How do I defend them? It's not defendable anymore." And I believe that's what Moshe's problem is at the beginning of this parsha. Moshe very much wants to figure out a way to get out of this situation, but he can't. Because to defend the Jewish people at this point in time, it's indefensible. So Moshe actually goes on the offensive. He turns to Korach and he says, "Korach, what are you doing? Don't you realize you're fighting a lost battle? Stop. Right? Cease and desist." That's what he says there. What does he say to everybody else? He says, "What do you guys want? It's not going to work." Why does Moshe do that? Moshe does it because he knows that there's no way to defend the Jewish people. So he has to go on the offensive. He has to be aggressive. And what's he doing it for? I'm not really sure that Moshe Rabbeinu believed that he was going to disarm Korach or his men. But I think Moshe was hoping that he would somehow be able to disarm everybody else. And what does he say? He says to them, "Boker v'yodah Hashem v'shalom. Let's wait until the morning." Now this, to me, when I read it this morning, it struck me. This actually sounds a little bit like what Aaron does in Chet HaEgel. Sometimes the most important thing you can do in a tough situation like this is, yes, you're going to need to try your very best to push away from everybody. It's true. That's the aggressive tone he takes. But also, you need to put in the factor of time. Boker. Sleep on it. I was listening to a master class. It's a program where they get you the best of the best in certain areas and certain industries, and you can listen to their take on different things. And so there's a person who does sleep and sleep patterns and sleep studies, and he said that the most incredible thing happens when we go to sleep at night. Our brain unpacks the struggles of our day. Our brain actually shares some of its past experiences. And what those things do together is it actually massages some of the struggles we have together in a way to make it easier. What Korach is being told by Moshe is, "You're going to lose." But what everybody else is being told is, "Go sleep on it. Go listen to it. Maybe when you go to sleep tonight, you know what's going to happen? Your brain is going to listen to all the things that are going on. It's going to listen to Chet HaEgel. It's going to listen to the desire for meat. And it's going to also listen to the Chet HaMeraglim. And it's going to say, none of them worked out well. It's not really worth it." That's, I think, what Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping to accomplish. Maybe, on some level, it's accomplished, because maybe he disarmed some of the people. But unfortunately, too many of the people have been swept away by Korach's zeal, Korach's argument that everybody has a place, and they don't remember that when everybody's a leader, in the end, nobody is. Have a great day.